Wait a minute, sir. What is your name?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you.
Good morning, sir. What is your name?
Aaron Antunes.
Okay, who's going to conduct this hearing? I don't know. Anybody?
Well, Mrs. Weston.
Antunes.
Yes.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will serve as the lead for the hearing, sir. So just hang on, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you this morning?
I'm doing, how are you?
Good. Can you hear me good?
Barry is.
Can you check to see if there's a volume? Maybe there's a volume on that phone. Can you check to see if there's a volume on that phone?
It's too loud. Sorry.
You don't see that? Can you hear me any better, sir? Well, yes, how's that? Can you hear me any better now, sir?
Yes, that's good.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, sir, just for the record, could you please state your name and your ADC number for us?
Aaron Antunes, 230-942.
Okay, Mr. Antunes, you appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left, the Honorable David Neal. Coming down the line is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. And my name is Michael Johnson, sir. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Correction as well as the Parole Office, is Mr. Grady. I think you can see Mr. Grady now up on the screen, sir. Mr. Antonio, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification advising you of this board's hearing. Do you recall receiving and signing that form?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so on that form, it also notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I'm representing myself.
Okay. So I am going to swear you and Mr. Weston in at this time. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God and do you so affirm?
I swear.
I do.
Okay, so today your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have four allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read those allegations to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the first allegation of the warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about December 26, 2017, per the task force CMS lab report dated January 16, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation on the warrant states that you are violating Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 4, 2018, per the task force CMS lab report dated January 16, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next allegation states that you are violating Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about January 24, 2018, per the task SCMS lab report dated March 20, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, it's true.
Okay. So the last allegation on the warrant states that you are violating Arizona condition supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about March 12, 2018, per the task LCMS lab report dated March 22nd, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
Yes, sir, that's also true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, well, based on the admission, Mr. Antunes, I knew the finding was a link, but he did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, but he may not last as about to last into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, motion was made by me, Mr. Johnson, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed to by Dr. Ryan, and agreed to by Mr. Neal. going to phase two of the hearing. During phase two, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you under your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Grady. Then we're going to go with some information with you, sir. And then, Mr. Antilles, we're going to come and see if there's any information that you'd like to present to the board at that time, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Grady.
Mr. Antilles was released from DOC on June 27th of 2017. He was arrested on March 19th of 2018 by parole staff. He has minimal charges. He was returned back to DOC on March 19th of 2018. He has a CSED of October 26th of 2018 that reflects 0 of Wisconsin days. Current conviction, 2011, burglary third degree. Prior conviction, 2008, drug paraphernalia violation 1 year. 2008, burglary, third degree, 2 years, 6 months. 2010, unlawful use of means of transportation, 1 year. 2010, theft of means of transportation, 8 years. 2010, resisting arrest, 1 year. He has 2 terms of DOC. His CUIR scores are 2.3, mental health scores are 1, substance abuse scores are 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior terms of supervision, he was released. In 2009, he was released as an absolute discharge. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs noted. He has no other arrests. Community risk score is a G4V5.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Grady. Okay, so I see that when you were released, and approved to reside with your mother, Ms. Antunes, at 11630 West Hubbard Street in Armondale, and then you lived there, and you were doing a program at Maricopa Reentry Center. However, you did not request nor were you given permission to change your residence. Did you continue staying with your mom, sir?
Yes, I did.
All right. Sir, it looks like here that you did work at Papa John's Soup and Salads until you were referred to the Maricopa Reentry Center. Is that right?
Yes, that's true.
And you didn't work anymore after that, is that correct?
That's correct.
Excuse me. I just about this time, I've been about a week. Okay, so it looks like you received quite a bit of programming since you were released. You referred to the task color and given a written and verbal directions on the compliance. On August 23rd, you called stating that you had made a mistake and had been drinking alcohol, and you got it from your 15-year-old nephew, and you to give him a sample, a urine sample. You took it to the task and was caught. So what's that mean? You had some urine from your 15-year-old nephew you tried to take to the task?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And task and a violation report, you refused to surrender the device that you used. The offender reported on August 25th at 2017, a loss while it was taken. The test was negative. Then on September 11, 2017, you were called advising that you were working. When your color code was called, you were directed to a UA on September 12th, and that sample was diluted. Then on September 22nd, you reported for staffing, where the senior parole office sanctioned you to more frequent UAs and your color was changed. On October 13th, your color was called, and then you throughout task refusing to comply with their directives and to submit a UA. It looks like that they continued to work with you, sir. So what did you do, sir, before I go through all this? Did you just continue to used drugs the entire time you was out, and it appears that the parole officer was trying to work with you, sir, and you just continued to use drugs. What happened, sir? Go ahead.
Honestly, sir, I was in denial about trying to hide it, and in denial about like my drug addiction and trying to hide it because I didn't want to come back to prison. I wish she, my foster was there, so I apologize, because she was working with me and giving me a lot of chances, and I basically just, I wasn't being honest with her, and I feel a lot of regret for that, you know what I mean? And in my am I gonna speak now, like?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
As far as,
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not gonna deny it, I'll be honest, I've been using methamphetamine since the age of 12 years old, and that's been something I've struggled with off and on until now. And, this time, I really did make changes to try to, I don't want to come back. I don't want to be my life coming in and out of prison, and I'm tired of upsetting my family. I fell back into the drug use, and like I said, I'm saying now, it's something I struggle with, and now I need help with, I want help, and,
So, Mr. Antonio, are you doing drugs while you're still in prison?
Right at the time, no.
Okay. All
right. Right here, right now, it's hard because I'm in prison. And everywhere I turn here, there's drugs everywhere. It's like worse than the streets because there's no avoiding it. And that's what I'm here. That's what I want to ask you guys. Or, I'm asking for help. This is not, honestly, me coming back to prison, I understand I violated and probably deserve to do the rest of my time, but honestly, it's not going to help me out coming back to prison. What I wanted to ask you guys is that I want to help, and I had this all written down, and I threw this through the paper away because I wanted this to come straight from the heart about speaking to you guys right now, so. I want help because I don't want this to be my life. I really want to stop everything I'm doing, and I'm tired of disappointing my family. And what I want to ask is if there's any possibility that I can be inserted to the program at MRC. I really believe that, I felt when I was there for 30 days that was a really good program, and they touched on basis. And they go deeper than just a drug addiction. They touch on the way your thinking patterns and what leads to you, doing drugs and all that. I think it worked, but what I'm asking is that if there's any way I could do the 90-day, because the 30 was good, but I felt it wasn't long enough. Like I said, I've been struggling with this drug addiction since age 12 years old, and I'm asking for help. I want it in the same possible way. I want to do this. I want this to be my life coming in and out of prison. I'm tired of this. I already spent all my 20s, and I want to get my life out there and make my family proud. And coming back in this violation is really, it's really opened my eyes. I know I got chances, but it's opened my eyes. I'm sitting here thinking all the time, what's wrong with me? I need to really be honest with myself and stop everything, but I can't do it by myself. I can do it for myself, I gotta want it, but I'm asking for help. If there's any possible way I can be into a program out there or something.
Okay.
Any possible way.
Mr. Antonio, let me see if the board has any additional questions. Send no questions coming from the board, so we're coming up on a conclusion on your hearing. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the board without repeating yourself before we go into discussion, sir?
I would just like to say, please, if you can please see and put me some kind of program out there. I really want this. I want help. And this prison, this program's here, yes. If I don't give a shit, I'm going to be programmed here, but like I said, this is not an environment that everywhere's neck, I'm smiling with negativity here. And it's hard here. It's real hard right here.
Okay, Mr. Antonio, the board's going to go into a discussion. So while the board's in discussion, I'm going to ask you to remain on the line. Do not hang up. You can hear the discussion taking place amongst the board. It may appear that we may be talking to you, but we're really talking amongst ourselves. We'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision at that time, okay?
Okay, sir.
All right, the board is now going into discussion. Mr. Antonio Aziz is ready to get off drugs. I really believe he's being sincere when he's talking to us at this point. But in order for him to be successful and complete a program, he has to make that decision to really turn that corner and do something. When he was out, his PO worked with him throughout the time that he was out, and several opportunities and times that he had, they did put him into a 30-day program, and then after that program, he was going to complete a 90-day program, but he didn't really complete that. There's indication down here that from February 2nd, 2018 through February 26, 2018, that all his tests were negative, so that it did show that if he puts his mind to it, that he can do it. He is scheduled to be released from prison on October 26th of 2018. I think that if he's really sincere about turning the corner and getting himself together, then he can take this time that he has left while he's incarcerated, get involved in some programs, NAAA programs while he's incarcerated, and any drug programs that he can get into there, work with the CO3 to create a program so that when he gets out in October, then he'll be able to deal with his drug problems and be a productive citizen once he's released from prison. He won't have any parole or community supervision attached to him at that time. That is my recommendation at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board.
I agree.
At this point in time, then I am going to make a motion to move to find and revoke the community supervision of Mr. Antunes, find that he was delinquent by the terms and conditions of his supervision and had lapse of man, was about to lapse of the criminal way or company, as he did continue to relapse and use drugs, mainly methamphetamine, while he was out. That will be my motion.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, motion by myself, Mr. Johnson, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed by Dr. Ryan, agreed by Mr. Neal. Sir, Mr. Antunes, sir, the board is ready to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on October 26th of 2018. At that time, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. Sir, if you are sincere, and I do believe that you are sincere about really trying to turn that corner, while you're incarcerated, sir, get involved in NAAA programs, any drug rehab programs that they have there. And also, sir, work with your CO3 to come up with a program so that when you're out, you'll be able to go into a program and be successful and not be involved in any more criminal activity or have any negative contacts with law enforcement, sir. Thank you, Mr. Antunes, for taking the time and opportunity for appearing before this board. That is going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay. Thank you.